Well, I'm very thankful this morning that God still answers prayer. And did you notice that in the song it said, in His time?
Yes.
That's different than what our time is, but in His time it said He'll work a miracle. And I'm so thankful that we still serve a miracle-working God. Looking to the Lord for what He would have for the service this morning, and the Lord gave me this message to share on being found faithful. I'd like to begin over in the book of Job in the first chapter. Satan was in a conversation with the Lord. And in the 8th verse, the Lord said of the first chapter of Job, the Lord said, "Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil?" And Satan answered the Lord and said, "Did Job fear God for naught? Hast thou not made a hedge about him and about his house and all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face." And I believe that most of us are familiar with what transpired after that time. God took the hedge down. He allowed the enemy to bring hardships, and it was because God trusted Job. "Hast thou considered my servant Job?" Do you know this morning that Job was found faithful to the Lord? His wife, after the difficulties, as you know, his wife said, "Just curse God and die." That was the very thing the enemy was trying to cause Job to do. And he used the people closest to him. He used physical affliction. He used financial problems. He used death. He used all of those avenues to try to prove that people only serve God for the good things that they could get in this life. But Job was found faithful. Through the difficulties of life, Job still sought God. Through the difficult times, Job was still found faithful, consistently trusting in the Lord. And this morning, I believe that the enemy is trying to attack all of us to cause us to deviate from our faithfulness to the Lord. And I want to encourage us this morning in our personal lives and also collectively as a people that we live that we can be found faithful. Have you ever put your trust in someone? Maybe you gave them a job to do and you came back in a little while and the job wasn't done. They were gone. You wondered, what happened? Someone wasn't faithful. Have you ever gone to service somewhere, maybe in a different congregation that you hadn't been for a long time, and you said, well, and you looked around, and there was someone you expected to be there, and they weren't there. And you said, well, where are they? And they said, they lost out. They're not here anymore. They lost out with God. I don't want that to be my story. I don't want it to be our story that people come and they say, well, where's this one and that? Where's that one? And someone says, you know what? They lost out with the Lord. They've gone on. They're not here anymore. I want it to be that the Lord can look on our life and say, you know what? This is someone that you can trust. They're going to be faithful, not just during the good times, not just when everything's going well. It's one thing for us to rejoice and praise when we're in good health and there's money in the bank and everybody's treating us right and there's something exciting going on. But it's something else when life is difficult, when people aren't treating you right, when you're struggling physically, when you're struggling financially, to still be faithful to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm going to be consistent. I want to be steadfast. I don't want to deviate from the way that you called me to walk. We live in a time that it seems that people just aren't being very faithful anymore. Those of you that have employees, you know, it seems like people move from job to job. Well, it's a little bit tough, so I'll move on somewhere else. Well, I'm going over here and I don't really like that, so I'll go here. Folks, the Lord is looking for people that He can count on. And the question this morning is, can the Lord count on us? It's not for me to judge anyone else, but it is for me to look in my own life. Can the Lord trust us? Can the Lord say to the devil this morning, this is someone that you can trust? Not just on Sundays, but you know when things are getting tough through the week and no one is watching, this is someone that's going to be found faithful. There is a story that Jesus told over in the 24th chapter of Matthew, beginning with verse 45. He asked a question. He said, who then is a faithful and a wise servant? Who is a faithful and a wise servant this morning? Whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season. Jesus here was not just talking about someone that came in and cleaned the house from time to time. He wasn't just talking about a servant that it was their job just to mow the yard and come by once a week and be sure things were picked up. He was really talking about a steward. One that had a position of authority in the home to have the oversight of the house. Someone that had oversight of the finances. Someone that had oversight to be sure when the crops came in that we're using the right amount, that we're selling the right amount, and we're storing the right amount for a rainy day. That's what stewardship is about, isn't it? It's more than just the lawn guy. It was someone that had great responsibility in the house. And do you know that I think about Joseph? Was not Joseph a steward in Egypt? He was in a position that was second to none except for Pharaoh himself. He was a steward. It was a place of great responsibility. So Jesus said, who's a faithful and a wise servant? Blessed is that servant whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Blessed is the one that when the master comes back, he finds them doing their job. This morning, if the Lord were to come back, would he find us faithful? This is not a complicated message. But I would that our minds be stirred up this morning. Because Jesus said here, who is a faithful and a wise servant? And the wise one is going to be the one that when the Lord comes back at an unexpected time, they're doing the right thing for the right reason, with the right motivation. But he went on to give us the other side of the picture. He said, verily I say unto you, he shall make him ruler over all of his goods. And if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delays his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he's not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. And there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. A faithful servant is the one that is responsible regardless of the presence of the master. It was the unfaithful servant was like, where's the master? He's not around. So you know what? I think I will just put off mowing the yard. I'm going to put off cleaning the house. I'm going to put off harvesting the crops. I'm going to put off investing some of the funds that I was supposed to invest. And I'm just going to take it easy today because the master's not here. Do you know there's a lot of people serving God just that way? How long has it been? The master still hasn't come. And so they begin to get spiritually lazy. They begin to get casual about their experience with God because where's the Lord at? Let's just have an extended lunch break. Let's have tea time. Let's just take another break here. You know what? The master's not here. Nobody's going to know. Let's bring it down a little closer to home. What about school children? Have you ever noticed how things change when the teacher walks out the door? Have any of you students ever noticed that things kind of changed? I see a couple of you nodding your head. Do you realize that now the teacher's gone and we're on our own? And I remember times in school the teacher would leave and it was quiet when the teacher was there. And the teacher left, and I'll tell you, things started happening. And people got up, I remember, and that was the time, oh, we can leave the room because we don't have to ask permission. We can just leave and no one's going to know. Busy doing your schoolwork and the teacher leaves, and pretty soon people start talking. And pretty soon there's no schoolwork getting done anymore. And the teacher has to come back and kind of get on to everybody, get back on task, because you're not being faithful. You're not being diligent. You're not being responsible. Responsibility is doing the right thing when the teacher's not there, students. Being faithful is doing your schoolwork and minding your own business even when the teacher's not in the room. Because now, if I'm not faithful, not only is my work not getting done, I'm bothering the person next to me, and now their work's not getting done. And it was because I wasn't faithful. Do you know spiritually it's the same way this morning? Many times people say, well, this is my business. And yes, it is our own business. But folks, your business affects me. And my business affects you. When someone is not faithful to the Lord, they impact their family spiritually. If I am not diligent and consistent and faithful in my walk with God, my children and my wife are going to suffer because of it. And I dare say that maybe some of you might suffer too. Brother Michael's just not, it's not the way it used to be. You can't count on him. You don't know what to expect. One day he's living this way, the next he's living that way. One day he's here and one day he's gone and we don't know where. And then it makes it just a little bit easier for people in my sphere of influence to kind of start doing the same thing. You know what? Brother Michael's not going to be at service, and it's really not that, it doesn't look like it's that important for the pastor. And so, you know what? It doesn't really matter. And well, you know, I think he was out mowing his yard and he didn't quite make it today. And so next time when your yard needs to be mowed, it's, you know what? Brother Michael did it last Sunday. I think I need to mow the yard this morning. Do you see how that starts to affect our way of thinking? Be found faithful. And I'm not talking about just on Sundays. I'm talking about something that's much deeper than that. In our home life, in our walk with God, that the Lord can say when He gives us a job that He can count on us that it's going to get done. I've noticed that volunteer work can end up is not always real reliable. We had a big project a few years ago, and so actually, Sister Lene coordinated it for us, but we needed a lot of volunteers. And you know, there were people that volunteered to help out. It was a big project. It's something that needed to be done repeatedly. And you know that I found and observed that many people volunteered, but after they did the first round, they didn't come back for a second round. It was when we were trying to proofread the songbook, if you're wondering. Because volunteer work, what do I get out of it? I'll do it once because I made a commitment, but after that, I wonder with the Lord. Do you know the Lord has a volunteer army this morning? You know, He's looking for volunteers because the Lord doesn't want to force us to serve Him this morning. The Lord's not going to force us to live right. The Lord is not going to force us to do the right thing, but He's saying, I want volunteers and I want people that are going to put their heart in this thing. I want people that are going to serve me because they love me, that we can count on them. Found faithful to the Lord. Do you know judgment was placed on that slothful servant? And I believe that sometimes as children of God, we need to refocus on our call And our stewardship this morning is much more than arranging our finances. See, there's a lot that could be said about financial stewardship. That's being responsible. Financial stewardship is more than sitting down one night at the table with your honey and going through and making a budget and then the next day going out and breaking your budget. That's not stewardship. You see, the first step was there, but faithful stewardship is when you follow through. The Lord is looking for us spiritually this morning to follow through. It's one of the reasons why it's easy when we're stirred in our emotions to make a commitment to God. Has there anybody been here besides me that has been moved by the Lord in a meeting? We're getting ready to go into revival this week, and I've been considering this. We can be moved and stirred. But folks, moving and stirring doesn't last. It is temporary. But what we need when we are moved is to make a commitment that in the mundane, I'm going to be faithful. When I'm not in revival meeting, when I don't feel that emotional moving of the Spirit among us, I made a commitment to God that, Lord, I know it's hard, but I'm going to be faithful to you. I'm not going to go back to where I was. Can we be found faithful? Can the Lord look on us this morning and say, have you considered the congregation in Springfield? Have you considered, and we could just name out all of your congregations this morning, but have you considered them? Have you considered that family? Have you considered that individual? I want to be found faithful this morning. I want to be diligent. I don't want to be one that's just doing for God when it feels good. Brother C. E. Orr, and some of you have read his writings, he said 90% of what he did for the Lord was out of duty. Now, there's a lot that could be talked about that statement to give some qualifiers to that. But the point is this, every time you do something for the Lord, it's not because you have this real emotional rush that this is the right thing to do, but it's because God has given a call. This is what the Lord wants you to do. If you got up, you school children, do you think your parents would go along with it if some mornings you said, no, I just don't really feel like going to school today? Well, are you sick? Let's take your temperature. No temperature. And then you go get a hot rag so they think you have a temperature. You see, but they come in and they feel and say, are you sick? It's like, no, I just really don't feel like going. I'd rather read a book today. I don't really feel like doing my schooling. I'd rather just stay in bed and take it easy today. Your parents go along with that? And if you nod your head, maybe we need to visit after service. But you know your parents, I know your parents, they're not going to go along with that. You don't just do schoolwork when you feel like it, because it's part of your duty. It's part of your responsibility. Saints, this morning, we have some duties in serving God. And we're not always going to feel like it. And it's not always going to bring an emotional rush. And it's not always going to be some overflowing or being overwhelmed with the presence of God. But the Lord gave us a call. And I want to be faithful at my duty. Consistent, dedicated, reliable, trustworthy. A faithful soldier is one that stays awake in the late night watches. A faithful soldier is one that does not run when the bullets start flying. Do you know what the penalty used to be for that? On the battlefield, they didn't have to go through all this process that they would now. On the battlefield, you turn and run, we're going to shoot you. Because we want you to go forward. A faithful soldier is one that will stand their ground when things get tough. Folks, the Lord wants us to be spiritually tough this morning. Lord, help us to toughen up. Because when things get difficult, what are we going to do? Are we going to run? Some of the disciples of Jesus went away and Jesus turned to his others that stayed and he said, are you too going to go away? You're going to walk away because I know it's kind of hard. And they said, "Where will we go that has the words of eternal life?" Lord, help us this morning if we can just leave this morning with just some inspiration to make some commitments to God. That, Lord, I want to be found faithful. Even when I don't feel like it. Because we're serving God on faith, not on feelings. If we serve the Lord based on feelings, would we be here today? I'll tell you what, I would be a long way from here. If I had served the Lord based on feelings, I would not be living where I live today. I would not be your pastor this morning. And you know what? You wouldn't be here either. Because that's the way it is in life. But we're not serving based on feelings. We're serving God because we love Him. And I want Him to be able to count on us this morning. Diligent, faithful, even when things are tough, that, Lord, I want to stand ground, not out of stubbornness, not out of carnality, not because I'm not going to let anybody push me around, but because, Lord, I want to please You. I want to stand in the faith, in humility, and in love. Faithful at our post of duty. Faithful when God isn't talking. Those long nights when you're seeking God for leadership and wisdom and direction. And it's, Lord, I want Your will in my life. And God isn't speaking. Will we be found faithful in the dark nights, still trusting God when He's quiet? Or are we only going to trust Him when He's talking a lot to us? You're going to go through some quiet times. Young people, you're going to go through some times in life that God gets quiet. And you know what that means? It means that God is wanting you to grow up spiritually. Because God wants us to grow up to where it's kind of like a little child. You know, there's that age where you hold their hand. I remember Ethan, it was a number of years ago, I'll say that in his behalf. But he was old enough, the last thing he wanted to do was hold my hand. And he had done something. I said, "Son, come here, hold my hand." And that was a great punishment. He still remembers it, and it's not fondly. Do you know this morning that there is a time that little children, they have to be taken care of that way? And then there's a time they grow up, and mom and dad aren't always there. And mom and dad want you young people to be found faithful, doing the right thing when mom and dad aren't looking over your shoulder. Do you know this morning that there is a time, young people, I want to remind you this, that God is wanting to begin to give you some responsibility, not because He's leaving you, but He wants your faith to stand in Him when the feelings aren't there. When God is not just whispering in your ear like maybe He did yesterday, and God just takes a little step back. He's still there. He's still watching, but He wants to see if you will continue doing the right thing, that you would be found faithful. So if God has been silent in your life and you know that you're still serving Him, don't be discouraged this morning, but keep doing the right thing. It's not time to make major changes in your life when it seems like you've been seeking God for leadership and it just seems like He's not giving you the direction. Keep doing what you know God wants you to do. Amen. That's just basic sound counsel this morning. But folks, it's going to test us because it would be easier to walk away. It would be easier to make changes. It would be easier to do something else. And the Lord's saying, I want you to be found faithful. I want you to keep doing the right thing even when I'm not right there. You know the unofficial slogan of the post office? It's not an official slogan. And I even didn't know that, but I looked it up and it said it's the unofficial slogan of the United States Postal Service. I trust Sister Dean and Brother Justin could tell us what it is, but this is it. Neither snow nor rain, nor heat nor gloom of night stays these couriers from the swift completion of their appointed rounds. Y'all heard something similar before? From years ago, nothing is going to stop the mail. The mail must go through. Do you know, I have found it that way. Now, I, with all due respect to those that have been carriers, they mess up sometimes. We get our neighbor's mail every once in a while. They get our mail sometimes. But you know what? I've got to hand it to them. The mail goes through. Well, there was a tornado today. The mail didn't. No, the mail went through. It was raining really hard that things got stopped up. The mail might have been late, but it came through. Do you know that that's the way the Lord wants it to be for us this morning? Sometimes, Lord, I might be a little late, and I'm sorry. And sometimes I make some mistakes. And sometimes I mishandle something. And sometimes I fall a little bit short. But, Lord, the mail's going to go through by the grace of God. The point being that, Lord, I want to be found faithful. When I don't feel like it, when I'm sick, when someone's given me problems, when things I'm struggling in my own personal spiritual life, Lord, I want it to be that you can say, Michael is going to go through by my grace. And when the Lord comes back, I want him to find me doing the best that I can do for the God. If the Lord has called me to be a father, I want to be the best father I can be by the grace of God. If I have a wife, I want to be the best husband I can be by the grace of God. If I'm going to be a pastor, I want to be the best pastor I can by the grace of God. If I'm going to serve the Lord, I want to serve in the best that I can. If I'm going to be a student at school, then I'm going to apply myself and get the best grades that I can. If my children came when they were younger and they didn't get maybe just a real good grade, my question is, did you do everything that you could? If they sloughed off, a 95% is not acceptable. Not acceptable. But if they applied themselves and tried and worked and studied and got an 80, then I'm glad they applied themselves. See, that's acceptable then. You understand what I'm saying? What are they investing themselves? Are they doing the best that they can do? Saints of God, we all have different callings. I'm not called to your place, and you're not called to my place, but we are called to be faithful, diligent, consistent, reliable. Lord bless this morning. The Lord has entrusted each one of us with talents, has he not? We won't take the time to read it, but remember Jesus gave one, he told the parable of the talents, and he gave one 5 talents, and one 2 talents, and another 1 talent. God, the Master, gave those talents with expectation of something. I want you to invest it. Now, you might not have 5, and you might look at the one with 5 and say, well, they're rich, they have a lot. But the Lord isn't interested as much in the quantity as he is the faithfulness to use what God has given us. So don't ever look around at someone else in the congregation and say, well, it just seems like they have something I don't have. No, you are unique and God made you this way. The Lord, you have a special place to fill. Each one of you has a unique, special place to fill in the kingdom of God. And no one can fill the place like you can. But are we filling it? Lord, help me to be faithful and not bury what the Lord has given me. Saints, let's use our time and our energy and our efforts for the Lord. That we're found faithful. The things of this life, I know they're important in perspective, just in life. You know, money and time and all that. But we're called to be faithful with spiritual things. So as we seek first the kingdom of God, are we giving God the best of our time? And you know, no one can answer that but me, because God knows how I'm applying my life. Are we giving God the best of our time? Are we giving God the best of our energy? Are we applying ourselves? And sometimes, folks, you study and you work hard and maybe you mess up on a test. You know, well, that's part of life. But you can know I worked hard. Spiritually, sometimes you're going to make a mistake. Young people, sometimes you are going to have some spiritual failures. And I'm not talking about moral, sinful transgressions, but you're going to have some failures in life. What are you going to do then? Lord, my purpose has not changed. I still want to follow you. I want to be found faithful, Lord, so would you help me do better next time? Over in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1 and 2, he said, let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. It's required, if we're going to be a steward, that we be found faithful, taking care. And you know that we are stewards of the gospel? Because stewardship, as I mentioned to you, some of the definitions, but it also has to do with being true to the facts or the original. It's a faithful copy. It's faithful. It's true to the original. And we also have a great responsibility this morning. And I want to challenge especially those of us that have children to be faithful to the doctrines and the Word of God, that it stay true to the original. One generation of not being faithful, what happens? I've seen children and grandchildren grow up and know nothing about the Lord. And how did that happen? Because grandma and grandpa were not found faithful. Mom and dad were not found faithful. Folks, we are committed to this dispensation of the gospel. When we begin to deviate from the truth just a little bit, it's going to have a lot of long-term consequences. And I want to encourage and challenge us this morning to be found faithful, teaching the Word, living a life of holiness and godliness and purity day after day, in spite of feeling and pressure of the world. And do you know that as we stay faithful to the Lord in the little things, in closing the passage and set in Revelation chapter 2, verse 10, he said, be faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. If we will be found faithful this morning, there is a great reward coming. Don't give up this morning. Maybe everybody's really on fire for the Lord this morning, and I hope you are. But if you're not, and it seems like life has gotten a little tough, the Lord understands that. But let's maintain our commitment and stay faithful, that when the Lord comes back, He'll find us at our post of duty, living for the Lord, a life of righteousness and godliness and holiness, doing the right thing for the right reason. Amen.